Today's Tanya for Chav Zayin Cheshvan, the 27th of Cheshvan, is in second chapter of Kuntis Achen. Ayin Eitz Chaim Shar HaNekudis. The Alter Rebbe says, see Eitz Chaim Shar HaNekudis, where it says in Shar HaNekudis Perek Vav, She'ein hachzoras ponim b'ponim ki'im al yedei mitzvah maisi is dafkin. That the return of the relationship that is called face-to-face can come about only through the act of the mitzvah. Which means the face-to-face relationship is the union of male and female. Zo, the six emotions from chesed to yesed, female, called male. And malchiction, which is the recipient, the makabel, is called female. So the connection between the male and the female is face to face. Except that in creating the world, God created a world in which there is klipa, so that the flow of life that is put into creation would come to klipa as well. So in order to prevent klipa from receiving life from a face-to-face relationship, that klipa should not be created and born out of a face-to-face union of male and female, of Zoh and Malchus. So in the creation, God created back-to-back. And that's why in Adam HaRishon also, they were first created, connected back-to-back, male and female. But once a person does mitzvahs, in other words, once Adam and Chava were created, now there is someone who can do mitzvahs, and in doing mitzvahs, we block off and we cut away the undesirable weeds, which is klipa, that they shouldn't be able to receive from holiness any more than they've already received. Then God can again be united, Zoh and Malchus, that there should be a face-to-face relationship with the world and be safe that face-to-face energy will not nurture klipa. It will come only to holiness, but not to unholiness. And what does that, what separates the unholy from the holy, so that it will not receive this greater life, this greater flow of godliness, what does that are the mitzvahs. The Alter Rebbe is going to explain how and why. Tama dava, the reason that it is the act of the mitzvah that brings about the union above, ponim b'ponim, is ki al yedei maisim tevim geirim zivug ha'elyein, the good deeds that a person does, that causes the return of the face-to-face relationship, as I'll explain, holding on my ma'isiyas dafke, to understand why it has to be the act of the mitzvah, yuva m'mashikosa b'shar manu mad, will understand it from what is written. In another part of the Eitz Chaim, in Shar Mayim Nukim, Mayim Tchudim, where it says, kitzorich tchilo lahal is Mayim Nukim, de nukva de zo, u Mayim Nukim de nukva, hem b'china sasiya. He writes there in the Eitz Chaim that in order to bring about this union above, you have to first elevate the feminine waters, the feminine traits, and that is the physical objects that are created from the feminine, from Malchus. Malchus creates the lower world, so when you elevate the lower world, you're elevating the feminine trait, the feminine aspect. And when you elevate the feminine, taking the initiative comes from below, from the receiver, then that causes a response from above, and then you have a union, a joining of Zoh and Malchus. Now these good deeds are described in the Eitz Chaim as kisu ach v'kitzu tzaketim, as the cutting away, the weeding out of the thorns, ha'ne'echozim ba'achuzayim, that get their life from the external, from the hind part of godliness, she'im b'chinas asiya, which is again the world, the level of asiya. So here also, since this unholiness, the klippa, get their energy from asiya, and the act of the mitzvah is in asiya, so what happens is two things. First of all, the good part of asiya, the holiness within the world of asiya, is elevated in the mitzvah back to its source, and causes there a union of godliness, while at the same time, having taken the godliness and the goodness out of the world of asiya, or this particular aspect of asiya, the object with which the mitzvah is performed, the klipa gets cut off from its life source, and can't receive any godliness. Haynu al yedei haloas hatev hagonus bahem. How does it cut away the thorns, the unholiness, the klipa, by raising and elevating the good that is contained within them? Hamelubish b'mitzvahs ma'asiyos, that are clothed in the act of the mitzvah, enveloped by the act of the mitzvah, and elevated l'mekedei l'kedushas ho'atzilus shekvar huvzera, and it is returned to its source, to holiness, to the level of atzilus, where there is no klipa, it's already been separated from klipa, and klipa can't receive, unholiness can't receive energy from there. And what he writes there in the Eitz Chaim, that Odom HaRishon was able to elevate and bring about this union above and separate out the klipa. He was able to do it through davening, and here we're saying that it has to happen through the act of a mitzvah, because you have to affect the level of asiya. So what it meant, what he means there in the Eitz Chaim, is haynu al yedei asiyos hadibur. It's not from the kavana and the thoughts of the davening, but from the spoken word of the davening. Da'aki masvosov have a maise, because the Gemara says that the movement of the lips is an act. An act comes from the world of asiya. So again, it affected his davening, affected the world of asiya, and brought about this union. Because the speech comes from the animal soul, the natural soul, that is in the body, in the blood of the body, and the origin of the body and of the blood of the body is in nega and klipa. So by taking out the positive energy that is used in the davening, in the saying of the words, you're taking out the good part of klipa, leaving the shell to fall away. Now the elevated sparks of goodness that are in asiya rise to yitzira, to the next higher world, through the name Ban. Of all of God's names, there's a name Ban of 52 letters, and it is through that name that the goodness of asiya, once separated from its evil, can rise to the world of Yetzirah. Umi Yetzirah lebriya ulatzilus. And then it continues from the world of Yetzirah to Briya, and then from Briya to Atzilus. Kama shekoso bishar man drush yud alef simen zayin. Ubaze yuvon. And with this we'll understand the Hidur le'ovid mid. With this we'll understand that thought doesn't accomplish anything. Ki beli ha'loas man meha'malochim. Shebenega if shall hamshich tipin or mylo lizaveg zon 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 malchus. Because without elevation, without the initiative of the mayin nukvim, of the feminine aspect, which is the malochim of neiga, the powers of neiga that fell from the world of tohu into the world of tikkun. They're called kings, because in klipa, in tohu, every attribute was a king unto itself. There was no unity between the attributes, and so it fell into noiga, and without elevating it, without the feminine aspect, that contains the klipa in it, the world of asiyah, that contains this klipa in it, without elevating it, is the erfshel hamshich tipin mil milo. It's impossible to draw down the drops from above that cause the zohar and the malchus, the male and the female, to be joined. Because in order for zohar and malchus to join, in order for there to be a union of zohar and malchus, there has to be a higher power, higher than the two of them, than the both of them, that neutralizes them and causes them to merge. As in any union, in any yichud, the yichud comes not through the two parts that are joining by themselves, because by themselves they are separate for a reason, because they're different, because they're opposites in some cases. How then do they become one? How do they get joined? It's by revealing a higher source, an origin that unites them and humbles them and causes them to surrender to each other because of their bittul to this higher thing. So without the elevation of the klipa that had fallen into the world of Asiya, without elevating those powers that come from Tayhu, it is impossible to draw down that energy or that life that is called Tipin, that would overwhelm both the emotions, the Zoh and the Malchus, and cause them to blend and to surrender to each other. Because the divine attributes want to rise and be connected to their source. They seek elevation, and they're not willing to go downwards, to separate from their source. And so Zoh, the emotions, come from Bina. Bina is called the mother. So the emotions want to be connected to the mother and not to become the give. They would rather receive from above than give to below. K'meshekosa b'shar man drush beis. The ayin zeya pashat pekude daf zeish mem daladamet beis. The is sidura etc. Le'estakola etc. The Alter Rebbe says to see the zeya in pashat pekude, where it says that there is a davening that comes with speech, and then there's a davening, a tefillah, that comes with kavona and histaklus, gazing at godliness. Vehein kavonis hatfila v'yichudim elyenin. That histaklus, it means the kavona in davening with divine unions, bringing about the unions of the divine attributes by those that are yedim u'masigim l'istakol, by those select few who know and understand how to bring about these yichudim through their kavanis. So how is it that they can do it with kavana when he just finished explaining how it has to be through the act of the mitzvah, because the act of the mitzvah raises up the power of Tayhu that had fallen into Klipa. So he says, Kinaran Shalahem Atzmon, Hein Mayim Nuksim B'Mesiris Nefesh Alatayim. They can bring about the same union of Zoh and Malchus through their Kavana, because they have in their Nishama, they have a Mesiris Nefesh on Tayhu that is as powerful as what is elevated through the act of the mitzvah from Tayhu. Ubenefilas apayim kenayda, and particularly in the Tachnun, where we say, Elecha Hashem nafshi esa, for these people, for these tzaddikim, that is a moment of Mesiras Nefesh. So their kavana is an intense kavana, a kavana of Mesiras Nefesh, and it accomplishes the same thing as the act, the physical act of the mitzvah accomplishes for those who are not tzaddikim. In the 27th of Cheshvan, Chav Zayin Cheshvan, in the Hayim Yaim, the Rebbe writes that Reb Isaac Halevi Mahomel Sipper, Reb Isaac Halevi from Homel, once related that Kishabosi Lelozhne, when I came to the city of Lozhne, to the Alter Rebbe, מוצוסי מזקני החסידים שהיו מחסידי הרב המגיד והרב הקודש הרב מנחם מנדל מהורדוק. I met there חסידים, who elder חסידים, who were yet חסידים to the Magid and to Rav Nachum Mendel Horodoker, who succeeded the Magid. V'havid margila b'pumayu, and there was a common expression that they used, ha b'hol ta'idin, love another Jew, that Hashem Yisbarich dir hol ta'idin. And if you love another Jew, God will love you. Tu ateva idin, that Hashem Yisbarich dir ateva ta'idin. Do a favor to a Jew, and God will do you a favor. Zay mekarev ayidin, that Hashem Yisbarech dir mekarev zayin. Befriend a fellow Jew, and God will befriend you.